Now, a delegation from, by the way, there's news this morning and today that the Listowel bypass will be opening to the public at 2 o'clock. Today we'll have more detail for you on that a little bit later on, but the Listowel bypass, €61 million project, opening to the public today. So just be aware of that. You're in Listowel. I know they're having water problems in Listowel as well today. So a lot going on in Listowel this morning. We'll try and get into both those things a little bit later on. But we want to talk now about a delegation from Newfoundland in Canada. It arrived in Valencia ahead of a series of meetings with Kerry County Council, community and groups in connection with the UNESCO World Heritage application for the Transatlantic Cable projects. We all know Valencia and Hearts Content cable stations were joined by undersea telegraph cable for a century until 1966. This was a huge engineering feat at the time, and both cable stations subsequently played a pivotal role in the global telecommunications revolution. The Newfoundland and Hearts Content delegation is led by the Minister for Tourism, Arts and Culture, Mr. Steve Crocker, who also represents Hearts Content in the Provincial Assembly. And they're going to be visiting the cable station, other cable sites, Valencia Lighthouse, the Heritage Centre in Knightstown, and Skullnave, Dararca in Chapeltown as well. And with that in mind, and to speak to me about this in more detail, we've got Councillor Norm Moriarty of Fianna Fáil. Councillor Moriarty, good morning to you, and congratulations on your re-election, first of all.
Thank you, Gerry. Good morning to you and to all your listeners.
Tell me about this. How important is this in, I suppose, building up the relationship, continuing on to trying to strengthen the application for UNESCO heritage status?
Well, it's an integral part of the process, because look, this is, there's nothing swift or shortcut about this process. It's a very involved and lengthy process, and rightly so, because you have to look at number one, you have to actually show those that adjudicate on these things in Paris the merits of the story, and also the willingness of the local community to engage with it, both communities to engage with it, and because it's a cooperative application involving two nations across the Atlantic, that has its added dimensions to it as well. I don't think any of us doubt the fact that the story itself is worthy of status. There's no two ways about that. The ingenuity involved, the resilience of those who got involved in this all those years ago, their breadth of ambition, the scientific breakthrough element of it, all of that makes for a slam dunk as far as those of us who are involved in it are concerned, in respect of meeting the criteria for UNESCO status on the industrial list. So it's about all that goes beyond that, about preparing both communities for such a status, about ensuring that this can be done in a sustainable way, about ensuring that it's what we all want, which is using an asset that we both share to sustainably develop the communities that we all serve. And we very similar issues. We're two coastal communities. We're both in areas that would have been perceived as being peripheral areas. Connectivity problems and coastal erosion issues, tourism being one of our main economic drivers, and wanting to come together to actually develop those areas with this shared asset.
Yeah, very important. We're joined also on the line by Mr. Steve Crocker, who's Minister for Tourism, Arts and Culture of Newfoundland and represents Hearts Content as well in the Finch Assembly. Mr. Crocker, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Gerry.
How was your trip been?
Oh, it's been quite busy, quite interesting. It's the second time I've had the opportunity to visit, and just to see, the progress that's happened with the application. It was in September of 2022 I was here last, and just to see the hard work that's been ongoing between the two communities. We hosted the Irish delegation a little under a year ago, and to be back here now this week working on the application, the cooperation, and as the councillor said earlier in her remarks, it's so important. These communities share so much economically, being rural communities, and what an application or what the successful bid here will be and bring to these communities, I think is it's really hard to measure, because I think no different than the cable change these communities over 150 years ago, this application will have a big impact on the communities as well.
Are you confident with the development of those links and meetings that you're having today and you had last night, and the similarities and the discussion about the improvement of relations and trade links and everything will help support the application to get heritage status for what was an amazing feat of engineering at the time, and served the world well for over 100 years?
I think without a doubt, I think it's just a matter right now of, you know, getting it, as Norma said, getting the application right, getting it done. The project itself, you know, the cable itself, that goes without speaking. It connected the world. It's the foundation of what we have today in a worldwide web. And so without a doubt, and I think, you know, with the resilience and the people that we have leading the project on both sides of the Atlantic, I'm extremely confident that it will get the designation, and look forward to that day.
You see similarities, or many similarities, between Kerry and Hearts Content and Newfoundland in general?
Absolutely. Yesterday afternoon, I had the opportunity to visit the elementary school, and, you know, just looking at the enrollment numbers, very similar to what we would see. The economics, the population, the demographic, you know, aging populations. So yes, very, very similar in a lot of ways.
And also, I suppose, being a coastal community, far from the centre of Canada and Canadian politics, there are similarities there as well. Same issues arise for both areas.
Yeah, I think, you know, we discussed that last evening about, you know, what the challenges would be, whether it's, you know, challenges around human resource challenges, connectivity challenges. So yeah, many of the challenges are the same, I think, here in Hearts Content.
Yeah, indeed. Well, listen, look, congratulations on the work so far, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your trip. I know you're departing tomorrow, Steve, but thanks for talking to us in the program this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, and thanks to Norma Foley, Councillor Norma Foley, with us on the line there as well on that project. Community reception was held at the cable station last evening. Meetings again to promote the wider economic and cultural cooperation between the two regions today as well. And the Newfoundland delegation will be heading to Dublin on Wednesday. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us. That's Norma Moriarty, I should say, to Councillor Norma Moriarty. I'm constantly promoting her to Minister for Education on this show. I'll get it right eventually.